Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about secrets. We'd like to understand, why do they exist? What is their role? And why do they attract us so much? On our way to a better life, be with us. Yael, please. We all have secrets, things that we keep to ourselves and hide from others, both in order to protect ourselves, also in order to keep relationships, in order not to hurt someone else or get hurt. Secrets also exist in our relationships, in the family, between spouses, at work. There are things that I won't tell my boss, that I'll keep to myself. There are even secrets that I keep from myself. We know about national secrets, family secrets. There are families that have, I don't know, some kind of secret recipe for generations, or things that the family doesn't necessarily want everyone to know about. Many different kinds of secrets. Some of the secrets are controversial. In general, the entire attitude towards secrets is controversial. On the one hand, there is a feeling that it protects me and my privacy. On the other hand, there is a strong desire to expose all secrets, to live in a real world, for everything to be very clear and straightforward. And on this show, we'd really like to hear about what does the wisdom of Kabbalah have to say about secrets? You, as a person who has a very broad and profound understanding of reality, what can you tell us about secrets? And the question is, why are there secrets? First of all, the question is, what is a secret? Regarding whom is it a secret? What kind of secret is it? And so on. We're developing. We see children when they're born. They don't have any secrets. They don't understand anything. They're limited. And we want to supplement that child as much as we can for him to be as safe as possible, well off in his little world. Later, we're happy that he feels that there are secrets and he wants to discover them, and he's looking and searching and open this and open that and break this open. It's all the revelation of secrets. The whole of nature, the entire world is full of secrets for him. He has to find out what they are. Meaning, revealing secrets is a part of our nature, first and foremost. Anything that we don't know, but that we have the desire to know, is called a secret. Now the question is, should I reveal all secrets or not? So like with little children, that we reveal to them what's to their benefit and we don't what's not. This is actually what education is, and we want for them to discover more and more, and we tell them about different things, even about things that they don't really have to know about. Continents, the universe, anything. Still, we want for them to know about them. Meaning the revelation of something called secret to a person is good. It's something respectable. If it's to the benefit of that person, and if it's not, until not long ago, the attitude was not to tell a person if he's like terminally ill. Today, there's already a different kind of attitude. Really? Still, it's a question, and really, we don't know. Suppose, God forbid, in a family, if we have to discuss whether to tell a family member or not to tell him something like that, for us, it's really a very non-simple decision. Meaning, it depends what kinds of secrets. If the secrets are good, then usually we want to reveal them, and we're even proud that we reveal and disclose such secrets. If the secrets are bad, I have to be careful. Are they detrimental? And if that detrimental thing could turn into something good if a person knows about it, and so on. Meaning, playing with these secrets to reveal or to hide, this is in the hands of man, in the hands of society, in the hands of parents regarding their children, and so on. And here we really see that we're in a very special kind of business here, that whatever is not known to a person and it could benefit him or harm him, then first of all, this gives me power, control over that person. Suppose, like we see politicians all around the world now, what are they doing to each other? I know some secret about you, and you should know that I know it, but I'm not saying, I'm not telling, and you do such and such for me too. And then when we elect someone for some important political position, we have to clean him of all these things so that his enemies won't toy around with him and they won't use it in order for him to do what they say. So there are different kinds of secrets. And all in all, there are scientific secrets. They're the secrets of life, but the secrets that we're usually dealing with are, you know, secrets in society. I know about you, and you know about me, and then we can play with it more or less. And nowadays, the media has an entire army working around it, making a big ritual out of it, wanting to really hold us by the throat, that they know everything about everyone, and there's a file on everyone, and be careful, we can open it, and watch out. This is a problem that mankind is still experiencing kind of a weakness towards secrets, because anyone can be framed, for sure. Half the things there are true, half aren't, doesn't matter. And it's because secrets come along with lies that anyone can add whatever they feel like. Because if I don't know something for sure, then I can add whatever I want or whatever is preferable for me. And so here we have a very sharp and dangerous weapon. And so nowadays, many people in this world are behaving in a way that, and this is what the world's turning towards, that I don't care, I don't mind. You can say whatever you want about me. I'm not responding. Why? Because it's all fake news. That's it. They can say whatever they want. But that because of it, they'll hold me by the throat. That I'll be afraid, and because of that, I won't play out a certain role that I'm supposed to do in life or in society or whatever. I don't agree to subjugate myself to that. I don't agree to being under someone that can also develop all these things and show, look, who and what he is and so on. No. So there's a problem of how to deal with it, and there are people that surrender, subjugate themselves to it, and there are people that say, I don't care. I remember there was this one French president, and they started telling things about his personal life. Like with Berlusconi, that they started telling about the women in his life and so on. He said, great, tell it all, so the people will know that there is a real man leading this country. And so it stopped making the headlines. Right, but I don't want to ask about the great people that there, maybe, you know, the battle of forces is different. I want to ask about simple people, about the things that we hide, sometimes from the closest people. And like you said, you can frame anyone. There are secrets that make you look bad. Everyone has such. Until man will be corrected, that all of his intentions, that all of his desires are in order to benefit others, if you can only explain this, that he's always clean, that towards others he's always a good angel, then until then, he as if always has something to hide, and he has always what to be afraid of that it might be revealed. Even what his thoughts are, what his desires are, all the more about his actions. And therefore, none of us are protected. Are secrets always related to other people in my life, meaning to my relations with others? Or if it's not regarding other people, society meaning, then the only secrets that I have are that I'm a part of the divine mechanism, the mechanism of life. What is life? What is death? And there are secrets here that I want to reveal, resolve, disclose. These are different kinds of secrets. It's not the kind of secrets by which others can influence me, by using them to my detriment or to my benefit. So you're saying that it is a protective system. Because we're egoists and we're not yet free of thinking or doing bad to others, and in general, treating each other in a way that we can as if say things about others and so on. But here the thing is that society, from one day to the next, can decide, I don't know, suppose most of my life I smoked at work in front of everyone. It was simple and so on. And later it was banned. And they made a law that if someone smokes at work, we fire him. We're allowed to fire him. So now I have to smoke in some corner. And if someone will find out, and then it really affects me. Meaning, we can make something legal or illegal, and then we're afraid of something, or we're ashamed of doing something, and then it's a secret or it's not a secret. Meaning, we can control secrets in terms of what to think. How can we define what regarding man is a secret, what isn't, and how do we play with it? Secrets in general, there is something very appealing about them in general. That they're hidden, concealed, that you don't tell everything, that you don't reveal everything. There's something sensational about it, intriguing. Now, whether I hide a secret, even for myself, there's this kind of tension that I feel in front of this secret. And for sure, if I reveal someone else's secret, there's this kind of joy, something that turns the secret into something very intriguing, really appealing. A person always wants to reveal secrets. What? What secrets? The secret of life, the secrets of other people, everything. Look, today, the internet is exposing us to many, many things, and your secrets can't always be kept as a secret. So once some secret is revealed, it's exposed all over. So what? I'm not saying that it's good or bad. I'm just saying that there's the desire to reveal secrets. What is it about secrets? Why are they so attractive? Because a person didn't know, and now he does, and it's something that's forbidden, and now it's revealed to him. Then probably that's how it is. I don't know. I'm sorry, but I don't mix with these things. If I want to PR myself, then the more efforts I make for there to be secrets about me and for secrets to be revealed about me, then that will as if catch people's attention and draw them to me and to my name, for better or for worse, it doesn't matter. And because of that, I'll become famous. I want to ask about a different aspect regarding relationships. I have a spouse, I have close friends, I have different relationships in life. So I want to ask about spouses. Should a couple have secrets? It's impossible to have no secrets. Impossible. We also have to understand, we are human beings. We're not animals. Animals have a different problem. They meet. They mate. The female gives birth. The male continues with his life, and that's it. But our human nature forces us to build different systems. We buy an apartment, we take a loan, we have children, we have to raise them, prepare them for life, we have grandparents, we have grandchildren, meaning several generations together that are interdependent on the one hand. On the other hand, the relationships that we have developed, when we were just a young couple, and I hear it from many people, where are those people? They don't exist anymore. And there are people that, plenty of couples, that simply habit becomes a second nature. And then because of the habit, because of the children and so on, this is how we are. So if so, sure, there are many things that we don't want to reveal to each other. And so psychologists, they make lots of money on it. And lawyers and divorce and this and that, obviously. But because nowadays we live for 50, 60, even 70 years in a relationship, in the past, a person's life expectancy was half of that. And besides, a person changes a lot over time throughout life. Back then, I was born a farmer. I'll stay a farmer. So will my children. Everyone will cultivate the same piece of land and so on. Today, no. The entire world set before you. And you change, and the media, and television, and the internet, and everything. People change tremendously from the age of 20 until the age of 60, 70. And what do you do about a person that changes? Do they still suit or don't suit their partner? Meaning all the pressure of a house and mortgage maybe, and children, grandchildren, grandparents from both sides, it all puts pressure on a person, and he feels obligated on the one hand. This is on part of society. On the other hand, even though that he loves and he's accustomed and everything, he doesn't really feel that he willingly wants to keep some kind of framework, like a family and so on. And then he has different calculations with them. He has friends. He goes out with them to watch football, to the pub, and so on. There are different things. What happens at work, what happens on the street, I don't know, different things that a person can't be so straightforward about with a spouse. And here you already have secrets. Also, the children have secrets from their parents and parents from their children and so on. Meaning our world is full of different states that we're not finished with, that we don't reveal. But a bit here, yes, a bit here, no. Usually, we keep quiet about them. Okay, I understand the picture. Now, what I'd like to focus on is relationships. I understand the picture, I understand where it comes from, and obviously everyone feels that way. Now, if I want to create this, suppose the best possible relationship for myself, should I keep secrets from my spouse the way you see it? It is up to you. Depends on you. Imagine a situation where you say everything, what you think, what you want. A wife asks her husband, what do you think about me? If you had the opportunity now to get married with someone, who would you prefer? Her or her or me or none of us? What would you say? Come on, speak up. It's a problem. Of course it's a problem. And this is how it is with everyone. Therefore, we have to understand that there's the human nature here. We're all human beings, and we're going through changes. Nature is advancing us all the time. And therefore, we're not built for the kind of connection that we have today of dozens and dozens of years. And so what follows is that everyone has some kind of skeleton in their closet that they don't want to show to their spouse. Okay, that's clear. Now, were I to ask you, Dr. Lightman, you're very smart, you're a man of the world, I want some advice. What should I keep as a secret from my spouse and what shouldn't I? It's preferable for me not to keep as a secret all the good things that I want and cause my spouse and the family in general. That's it. Sure, I want for my wife to live a long, healthy life and for her to have a good and comfortable life and that I care and will care for it more and more. This on the one hand. On the other hand, everyone has many things that you don't want to tell about. And I prefer to hide it, both because of domestic peace and also why ruin a person's mood or health and so on. So what's the standard compared with which I measure these things? So that she'll benefit, I'll benefit, and we'll benefit from keeping these specific secrets, little human things. You know, all in all, what is man? Today he's here, tomorrow he's there. I want to ask from a different angle. Do secrets keep people apart? Does it separate them? It depends on the level of the development of that couple. There are those that understand and feel. I saw different such cases in life where a person, for example, got a job abroad now for 2 years. And he has to go because really it opens many opportunities for the family and the ability to get out of debts and money and everything. So he goes for 2 years. A man abroad for 2 years, obviously he can't disconnect himself from sex. So they know that it'll happen. And she as if agrees to it, even though that, you know. And he too has to think what's going to happen with her that she's staying here. Because with all the desires that we have, then we have desires for food, sex, and family. So food, that's the first thing, that if you don't have that, then the rest of the desires don't exist. Sex is the second desire. We can say whatever, but after food comes sex, and only after sex comes family. And so on and so forth. And then you have money, honor, knowledge. What I want to say is that we have to take into consideration the human nature, study it, and to relate to each other in a balanced fashion. So is there place here for secrets or not? If we're people that understand the human nature and we're on a level where really, this is the perspective from which we look at these things, then there are less secrets between us, more understanding. Okay, I want to ask about a broader perspective. Let's go back to society in general. And suppose we can depict a situation where there is a society that has no secrets. Everyone knows everything about everyone. What kind of life would we have? So again, I'm saying it depends on the level of development of society. If society is developed, then it can reveal everything and it won't feel that these are secrets. But it's human nature. All in all, what do we discover? We're all egoists. We're all narcissists. Everything's clear who we are. So it's clear to everyone. Everyone opens up like this flower about everything, and we live a good, nice life. It all depends on whether it's forbidden or allowed. Is it appropriate or not? Do we agree or disagree with it? It all depends on social consent. In the beginning of the show, you really talked about it. In a world where we look at each other through good eyes, you said that in such a world, there's no need for secrets. How does it change a person's perception? Here we're talking about corrected people. Corrected people, this is something else. Corrected people is that they understand human nature and they relate to everyone correctly, directly as to what that person's nature is, and then there are no secrets between them. You mean what you say. And then, when there are no secrets, life is such that it brings them to a higher degree. They start understanding that it's better for us to identify with nature. That nature is nature, but where are we as human beings here? That we won't all the time be dealing with this dirty laundry. But let's raise ourselves above that. Look what we're dealing with. Turn on TV, the radio, whatever. We're really dragging ourselves into this sewage. What for? Let's rise above it. Say that it's allowed and there's no problem. I think that you're getting rid of 90% of the problems. And so let's elevate ourselves. To the contrary, now that we see what's going on between us, let's learn how can we rise above it. Rise above to what? To a good, nice attitude between people. To such relations. That I differentiate between my animate part that needs this and that and food, sex, family, money, honor, and knowledge, and the human part in me that's above it. And then life is different. Meaning, let's think, how can we cancel the secrets or at least not play around with them like dirty laundry? Then our life will really change. But what will allow me to be in a place where I'll say what I mean, so to speak? Self-scrutiny, self-examination, the extent to which I'm now revealed to everyone, then I'll already think about myself, not out of fear, but out of scrutinizing the human part in me. Try, and you'll see how much it elevates you, where everything's clear, everything's open. Then the extent to which I'll pay attention to the exalted matters and not to different beastly things. Dr. Lightman, unfortunately, our time's up. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.